بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تفوز شعر تعرف الله حضرت أخير حضرت معنا شرح حكيم محمد أخير استاذ نور الله مقده. التايتل إيز قل الثاني طيب عاكي مسرورة بنده. عجم كيب يا با سمسرورة كنستاني طيبا سمسرورة عجم كيب يا با
مغفورهم
قام قلوا
Right? To inculcate the love of Allah Ta'ala. And to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, or you think you have got the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then what is the criteria and barometer to check that? How much are we following the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And more important to see, the day of Jummah has passed, how much durood did I recite upon my beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Was an atmosphere in our home, as our Shaykh reminds us every Jummah, that for us it was not Friday that just went past. It was the day of Jummah, the king of all the days. And every week Allah Ta'ala grants us a blessed Eid, which is more Mubarak than both the Eid. But is there an environment in our home, if we remind our children that it is Eid now, night tonight, and it is the day of Jummah, engage in durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat then explains, when a person understands and gets an out of the reality of Madinah Sharif, now your mind will turn away from all other places to be going holiday here or there. And how beautifully Hazrat has put it, Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor rahunga, kulistai taiba se mafroor rahunga. And I can be even offered a grand holiday to any of the other jungles of the world, which Hazrat has termed that everything besides Madinah Sharif, those things that is not connected to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, obviously to Allah Rabbul Izzat, all those are like foreign things. And they are like jungles. People say, I went for just holiday, I went here, to Switzerland. Hazrat says, I'd rather run away from those places. Those places don't attract me in the least, but those places will take me far away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If ever I'll be overjoyed and over in a state of ecstasy is to go to the beloved place of my beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that also myself, we all should think where our Shaykh is and which city he resides in, do I enjoy going to that city? That is the sign that you are getting the love of the Deen of Allah, getting the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I just explained on this Mubarak journey, and now it's the Mawsam of Hajj. And really Hajj, the climax of it is to give our life to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When we gave our life to Allah, it's no big deal. Agar jaan di to di hui usi kati. Haq to ye hai ke haq ada hi nahi hua. If we gave our life to Allah, Allah gave us life. So it is only logical and it is only common sense that we should work so hard to inculcate the love of Allah Ta'ala and learn from the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then our mashayikh, the ulama'i diyoban, and our shaykh particularly, that where we get our roots from, that how we learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every step of their life, at every moment I must love according to the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise where we, can we ever be chosen by Allah ta'ala? For myself, first of all, the world, the whole body, everything is only full of dirt. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you want to become a lover, it's very easy. If anybody can be a lover, to love a rose, you can be a poor person, rich person, anybody. But to be a beloved, you need qualities. So where can I have anybody say that I have got qualities? Every hole in our body, only dirt comes out. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, just follow, O my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, announce to my servants and your ummatis, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, just follow my way of life, which is the best way of life. And we the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are so fortunate. But I myself should take stock and ponder, am I really following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Allah ta'ala says, not only I'll make you my beloved, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will make me His beloved and Allah will wipe out all our past sins also and change it into good deeds. So Hazrat explains further that now when you are on your journey to Madinah Sharif, you are in a state of ecstasy. What is the sign of that? On your journey, you make sure you don't break any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time be worried, am I following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Engaging in durood on this journey, engaging in reciting Surah Al-Kawthar, where the great honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allah is mentioned in the short surah. So Hazrat says, as you come closer to Madinah Sharif, And now you're entering Medina Sharif, you can't explain the condition of your heart. You are in a different ecstasy. And when you see the beautiful Mubarak dome under which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, as I say, may Didari Humbat se Mahmoor Rahunga, Kabi Noor Rahunga, Kabi Tur Rahunga. That when I come close to the Mubarak, that green dome under which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, that dome has got its honor because the kings of both the world, Sayyidul Anbiya, the king of all the Anbiya al-Mustalatu Aslam is resting there presently. And under that dome, Allahu Akbar, the same under where our Mubarak body of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is greater than the Arsh of Allah. And Allah loves that place presently the most. So in Hazrat says, when I come there, close to the green, the dome of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allahu Akbar, the nur that we, myself, to explain this is impossible. This is the deep love of our pious elders. And Hazrat was explaining here, only Hazrat himself could have explained, and our Shaykh, our Mashaykh. And Hazrat says, like how when we, on the day of Jummah, you burn the Loban, and those who know the value of that, how they enjoy that smoke, and they want to get them covered. So Hazrat says, when you come close to the green dome, then the smoke of the Nur of Allah Ta'ala, the special tajalli, I will cover myself in this. And I will enjoy that, and sometimes I'll feel the tajalli, the focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, enjoying the closeness of being close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes I will think that from a distance, when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam saw a light on Mount Tur, he saw like it was actually Allah ta'ala's tajalli, Allah's nur, and he thought there's a fire burning, I will get warmth for my family, and I will find out the road. And our Shaykh puts it beautifully, Allah gave him warmth for the whole ummah. Mm-hmm. And Allah gave him the direction for the whole ummah. So Hazrat is teaching us here, when we come close to the Mubarak dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now a person should realize how Allah Ta'ala spoke to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam in Surah Tur, what Tur? That same Allah who reveals Qur'an Kareem on the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That same Allah Ta'ala is talking to us and telling us, follow the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu and see how your whole life will change. And then to get this reality, gunaho se apne mein ranjur rahunga, bafayda shafaat mein mahmoor rahunga. Hazrat says that obviously myself full of sin is right close at the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'll be chained, I'll be in jail because of my gunah. I'm the worst prisoner on the face of the earth. But Allah Ta'ala's kindness, that Allah has brought me close to my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sign of this is how much durood, how much etiquette, adab, respect, and with what you eager to go to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you come closer, you worry, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your worst ummati Allah Ta'ala has brought me. And Allah Ta'ala has taught us beautifully in the Quran Kareem, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جاءوك فاستغفر الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. And oh my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any of my servants, your ummatis come to you to make ziyarah, and they beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and they come at your doorstep and they ask you, please, oh my beloved Nabi, raise your Mubarak hands for this worst ummati of yours and beg Allah Ta'ala to forgive me, Allah will definitely forgive. So Hazrat says, on the one hand, I'll be in prison, so to say, I'm only deserving of Jahannam. But with the shafaat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I got hope Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. And we can all gain this. When we listen to Azan, we set the Azan, reply to the Azan. And today, unfortunately, Azan goes on, but we in our own world. Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us, to realize the value of our deen and how honorable we are. But we lose our honor when we don't know, realize who we are. And then Hazrat explains, now when you're in Medina Sharif, the enjoyment of living in Medina Sharif, you cannot explain it. Urega hawa se jo khaak e Medina, main aise gubaro se mastoor rahunga. That's when the winds will blow in Medina Sharif. And so to say, the dust of Medina Sharif is blowing. I won't look for shelter to hide away from that dust. I'll get covered in that dust. Like I'll make that a shawl. I'll make my shawl that dust of the beautiful Mubarak sand upon which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spread. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and how fortunate I will be. In other words, I'll make my way of life, my way of life and my dressing according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala teaches us on this journey of Hajj to become the true slave of Allah ta'ala, learn from our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That walibasu taqwa, dhalika khayr, come with the clothes of taqwa. In other words, the love of Allah ta'ala, you can't get without the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat gives us a beautiful, now splendid occasion. May Rosa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salli ala nazar karke, badil noor hoga, bajaan noor hoga. Now when Allah gives me that opportunity to be close at the Rosa Paak, although I'm not worth even coming close there, but Allah has brought me out of His karam and kindness. When I present my salat and salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is not worth being presented, Hazrat gives a beautiful example, I can't go into detail of that. It's like a villager who thought there's drought in Baghdad, and he brought water for the king in a matka. And that is the king appreciated, although the king had, the rivers are flowing in Baghdad. So this villager taught my king, they also don't have drought, they don't have water. So like that water is not worth being accepted, but the king, their hearts are big. So we go to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We present As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. The person is in a state of ecstasy. It's not worth being accepted, but our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts it open-heartedly. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replies to us. And wherever we are in the world, if we build our connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from here we can spend our durood, especially on the day of Juma. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets it. A certain person, the son of so and so, he has sent durood and salam upon him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, Allah ta'ala give me the tawfiq and understanding to realize what an honor it is. As I say that my heart and soul will be filled with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nur of sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever sahaba went, when they got the nur of iman and the nur of sunnat, then iman spread throughout the world. And their sacrifices, people who don't realize this reality, won't understand what sahaba radiallahu ta'ala went through to spread this nur of iman and the nur of sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever any foolish person can have the audacity of speaking any word ill about any sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what can be said of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, resting right close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala save us, we don't get caught up in this atmosphere of the media, and a person doesn't realize you utter words where you can lose your iman. As I say, Madina, Kianwar, Isham, Sahar, Sarapa, Dil, Wajase, Masroor, Rabunda. That living in Madina Sharif, where the beautiful sunrise, where it's before Fajr, the time of dawn, every time is coming to an end, that kind of beautiful breezes that are blowing, and when the sun is rising, and when the sun is setting, what can be said of that enjoyment? In other words, whole day in Madina Sharif, there's only enjoyment there. And I'll be overtaken, my whole body and heart and soul will be just in a state of ecstasy. But that will be when I'm spending my time the most in the Haram Sharif. My hotel is just to get a little rest and just to fulfill my necessities. Not that I get overtaken by these outward jungles of this world. That Shaitan has made an effort. That right in Madina Sharif, the concrete jungles of the foreign places which Hazrat is saying, they like jungles. And people think I'm going for this holiday. It shouldn't be that we go to Madina Sharif and we're just going for a Umrah tour. What is tour? It's a ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved is resting there. And with great eagerness, that is why we find on this journey of Hajj, the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually not part of Hajj. But it is just, it can't be that the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes for Hajj and you don't go to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us what is Kaaba Sharif and how great is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained, on this journey when Allah gives this opportunity, main mamnoon honga khuda ki karam ka, kabhi dil mein apne maghroor, kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor honga, that I'll be just making shukr to Allah. So Allah, I don't deserve it. You brought me on this Mubarak journey, and especially people that are going for Hajj, to be at Haramain Sharifain, and then at Rauza e Pak, it is never ever should think that it was mine. I had this contact and I had that contact. No ever sign of any pride that I had a contact, that's why I managed to go. It's only Allah Ta'ala's fazl karam, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and favor. That Hazrat says in one poem, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, varna hum chahne ki to qabil hi nahi. Allah, if you chosen me to come in this majlis here, then what can be said of the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So a person should just realize it is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor upon me, and I'll never ever utter words that I managed to do this. It is only Allah Ta'ala's karam, for fazal and karam. Har ek amar mein rai sunnat pe chalkar, khuda ke karam se main mansoor rahunga. Then as we are crying, the whole ummah today is in turmoil. And what is the reason we have turned away from the Mubarak lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As I say, when I'm in that environment of just nur of Allah Ta'ala's special tajalli upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the nur of the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, which is in the atmosphere of Medina Sharif, it can never be that a person is there and you don't get engulfed in the nur of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as I say, if I wonder that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every matter of mine, from morning to night, I see and try my best to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the way that the ummah will get the help of Allah ta'ala again, not marching in the streets with slaves of Palestine or anything. We have to turn back to the lifestyle of Medina. That lifestyle which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to Medina to Munawwara, it was first Yasraf and Al Hijr, the beautiful city of Medina to Munawwara. Not we go to Medina Sharif and we get lost and we forget the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah guide me and all of us. And Hazrat says, take the loving example of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. You go to Ziyarat at Uhud and you go to the Qabristan there. What lesson you should learn? Not today it has become like a picnic spot. Allah save me, all of us. At Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wa khase. Sabak lekar paaband is the stood hunga. They take the lesson from the martyrs that are, they have given their lives, their blood, they wrote the love of Allah Ta'ala with their blood. And they first wrote the love of the being the slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to be firm on the commands of Allah Ta'ala in whichever environment they be. They might be in a big parliament sitting and with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Hazrat Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala. One morsel of food falls down while he's eating in a so-called the big delegation where they went for the political talk, so to speak. And one morsel of food slipped from his finger and immediately picked it up. Somebody nudged him and says, here they are foreign people. This will seem unethical for them. At the top of his voice, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةِ حَبِيبِ لِهَوْلَىٰ رَزَقَىٰ. Whoever doesn't know the value of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a foolish person. He can be the leader or the prime minister of whoever, whichever country. He's the most stupid person. So Allah give me all of us to take the lesson. Let's see how they gave their blood and their life for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remain firm on the command of Allah ta'ala. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should be alive. Normally when we say, if we talk to non-Muslims and we say we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they think that we are Muhammad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to become the slaves of Allah ta'ala. We obey the commands of Allah ta'ala and the best way shown to us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way of life. Allah give me, all of us, the ummah, that we make this concerted effort, that we make an effort to fill our masjid from Fajr to Isha. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, what Jamaat and women should read their namaz at home, then see Allah Ta'ala's madad will come. The Khilafat will be established again. And then if people will see the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Medina mein jab qalb wa jaan chor aaya, main mahjoor hokar, main mahjoor rahunga. Beautifully Hazrat put this, and look at the word Hazrat put in his poem, beyond explanation. That now you have Medina Sharif. Who wants to leave Medina Sharif? And the lovers of Allah, like our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, their love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unexplainable. So the Hazrat says that, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I like to stay here. My heart and soul is with you. But as you want that we should go out and spread the work of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and spread the message of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, So I'll leave my body and soul here. My heart will be with you. But I'll go back and make dua that Allah gives me the tawfiq to engage in what you have brought to us. The beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah accept me and all of us to the barakat of our share. And then Hazrat explains that every footstep, and particularly in Medina Sharif, we all on Yawm al-Saf, everybody loves to go to Masjid al-Quba. But not just as the customary thing, Hazrat says, Quba ki ziyarat, wa naflo se afdal, addressing Hazrat himself in humbleness, but actually for me to take lessons, har ek rai sunnah se pur noor hunga. That in Medina Sharif particularly, every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I do it according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I'll be engulfed in the noor of sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wherever a person goes, people will be attracted to that way of life. So Hazrat says, going to Quba was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, always think of our beginning. Today now you might be a big alim, you might be a big teaching in a dark room also. But who taught us Ali Bata Sa? Don't forget about those ustaz of ours. So the first masjid that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established in Madinah Munawwara was Masjid al-Quba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go every Yawm al-Saf particularly. So we should also go with that intention, not just now, all the different modes of transport, and on the way all the different attractions, Allah save us. And keep in mind the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And go perform Ishraq Salah there. And Hazrat says that every sunnah will just bring more nur in our life. And that is how the ummah will get good. All the darkness will disappear. And Allah Ta'ala will spread His rahmat again. Allah give us tawfiq.